Testing. Testing. It's Nancy Nuss with the Florida Folklife Program. It's September the 14th. I'm in Live Oak at Suwanee Elementary West in the classroom of Roberta Richmond. It's a fourth grade classroom. We're going to tell ghost stories today. Next person comes up. See, it'll make it
straight. Me and my brother, we were standing up looking at TV. And my brother seen a white thing crawling in the window across the road. And as it was getting in the wind, it was saying, "Boo, boo." And then my brother said, "Hey, Bunny, is somebody crawling over there in that window over there?" I said, I walked to the window and I went upstairs and looked out the window. I said, "Ain't nobody over there." And then I looked at the door. I looked at the window, and I seen someone getting out of the window. And I said, as it was getting out, it was saying, "Boo." And then I said, "I'm finna go across the road." And I got this old play gun, walked over across the road, opened the door, and blood was scattered all over the floor and all over the walls, and a lady's head was hanging from a curtain. And I threw the play gun down and started running. And then my brother said, "Hey, I'm finna go here and look in this old house over here and see if anything." And he said, and he went over there and got a stick and got the gun out of there and said, and ran back over there. And then this monster came back in that window. My brother, he was so scared, he had picked up a stick and hit him across the head with it and took off. And when he took off, the monster took off behind him. And when he got home, you know how my brother was fitting? He didn't have on but his shirt and his night piece of his night pants. And then when he took on his pit on his pants and he went in the bathroom to put on some more, and know what I seen coming in the back door? Another one. I ran so fast that I went into the kitchen and couldn't stop and went right through the window of the kitchen door. And I kept on running till I got to this lady's store down way on down the road, and I stopped there and looked in. It was another one coming out of there. And then I kept on running till I was seeing things. So I seen one driving the car past me. And I kept on running. And I seen one riding a scooter past me. And I looked like that. And I kept on running. And I was seeing one riding a bicycle across the road. And I kept on running. I couldn't keep running, so I slowed down and started walking. I seen two of them jogging down the road. I seen one got a whole beard down here, got guns on his side.
We didn't get that one.
And then I was walking, kept on walking. I called myself going to my grandma's house. And I was so tired that I was crawling down the road. And I crawled in this little house. I said, "I think I better take a rest." And I said, "Anybody home?" They said, "Boo." I said, "Anybody home? Boo." And my legs went down like this. And I was walking like this, walking upstairs. And the stairs were creaking. And I said, "Oh, man, I better get out of here." I said, One man said, go on up here, you ain't scared. One man said, man, you better turn around and run. And I kept on walking. And then I got up to this door. And the door was locked. I walked to the nest room, the door was locked. And one of them hollered out, said, woo! And I didn't see that one. And then one jumped out in front of me. I said, ah! It goes down the stairs and I end up in the graveyard. And I seen some bones in it. This is a little rhyme. I seen some bones laying on the ground. Woo! And I went back to get my broomstick. Woo! And then I opened the closet door. And know what I see? Another one. And I was walking out the door. And I seen my brother running down the road. Come running down the road with one behind him. I say, what you running for? Look right there. I say, what? I looked down there. And it was a whole pile of running at me like a herb. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And then that goes. And my eyes turn so big as a big old half a paint marble. And I take off down the road. It was good time. Grandma's house was almost to our grandma's house. And I look. You know what I see? Another one coming out the door. And then I ran her old barnyard. I see one coming out of the haystack with a pitfall. I said. And one of them had on my granddaddy hat. Had on some splendors tooting on like that. And you know my old goat down there by the thing down there. I had a little old goat down there. It loved to hit you. And then I had forgot about my old goat. I looked back like that and I said. And then I opened the door and just sneak out there, unlock my goat, and say, hey, you want to ride? And kick my goat and the goat said, and he went through the ceiling of the barnyard and kept on running. And that was the end of him.
In the summer, I was... During the summer, I was shutting the windows and one was high and I had to crawl up a little table-like thing and I crawled up and then I went over to the counter and I forgot about our ceiling fan and the counter was kind of high and the ceiling fan was going and it hit me upside the head and my cousin was staying 3 days with us and she screamed and mama came running in there and then she screamed and it was flooding. Then mama ran me outside and couldn't drive so she had to get my uncle to drive us uptown.
When that was at the coast and my granny went with us and we was all in the tent and there and my Uncle Ronnie's the one who came over there and locked it and we had to get out and the tents blew over in ash.
That was one. Sorry about all the static. This is Andrew.
Art blew and it went woo! I went yeah! And boy, I went back, got on my bike, pedaled as fast as I could, and they never did catch up with me. That's all. One night I was in my bed. My mama came and woke me up, told me to go outside and pick some tomatoes. So I went outside and in the garden field, started to pick up some tomatoes. While I was picking them up, suddenly I say, ooh. I said, what was that? Then it kept saying, ooh. So I ran. I got some tomatoes in my hand. I ran into the barn house. And I opened the door. And this man and creature standing there. I got the tomato. Threw it in his face. He fell down. I ran. Until I got back in the house. I said, Mama, a man out there. He was trying to kill me. So then she said, boy, ain't nobody out there. Go on, right back out there. So I went back out there. Then I snuck back in the bike, though. I got me a bike. And so I had this bike. And I got on it. And I was pushing out that tomato field with me. And I seen that man again. Popped up out the bushes. I said, ah! I jumped on my bicycle and ran. I rode away. I was going fast, man, but I got a flat tire. I got off my bicycle. I kicked. I say, ah, you piece of junk. Then I ran from the, and I kept running down the dirt road. Then I stopped. I was tired, so I started resting. I leaned on the chair, on the tree, and I rest. And so, then after a while, suddenly say, the tree was saying, it was shaking. Everything was shaking real hard. Then I was sitting down still, and I seen another one come out the bushes. Then I ran again. I ran, and then when I got in town, I seen my bicycle again. I seen one of them ghosts driving my bicycle with a flat tire. And then I kept running, because the bicycle, it was going mighty fast. So I had to run real fast. And I kept running. Then I stopped again. I ran to the store. And I asked this lady, I said, give me some power pellets. And she said, power pellets. And she reached into her counter thing. And another one of them just came right out of her counter thing. She said, ah! And she ran. And then I said, where's your coin? Because I didn't see the ghost. So I said, where's the coin? And she said, Watch out. I looked up. I seen one. I shot out of there. Knocked the door down. Like fell. Then I kept running. After a while, I was coming on this dirt road. I stopped. I seen the green monsters then. So I had some shorts on. So I seen this lake, and I jumped in the lake. And suddenly I said, ooh, in the lake. I said, oh, no. And I stopped swimming. I got out of the lake. I was still wet. Then the monster came up. I picked me a big old stick up. It came up there. I got the stick. And I said, pow. Hit him in the head with it. Then I went home, back home. I said, Mama, something out there. She said, hey, boy, ain't nothing out there. My brother was asleep. So I went and got him and woke him up. And there was a pen in the house. He told me to get that and feed the dog. So I got it. I reached down and I got it. Son just pulled the rat back up in there. So I say, I pulled the back out again. Then just pulled the rat back in there. I say, Mama, so I keep pulling the pan back in. And so I say, Ryan, come get the pan, man. Ryan came and got the pan, pulled it on like nothing. Then we fed the dog. Then after a while, we was running. We said, ooh, look at that house. It's big. But we know that we went inside the house. And me and my brother, we went in the house. And I said, man, let's turn back around. We turned back around. We went home. I said, well, I know what we can do. So we got our toy guns, walked back into the house. I wasn't scared because we had our toy guns. So walked into the house. This man came up there like that. I said, hold it. With my gun. I said, oh, no. I dropped the gun and I ran. I said, well, come on, help with that man. Cut your head off. He just stand there like nothing. I said, uh-oh, he must be got the wrong pistol. He must be got daddy pistol. So I ran back in the house to check again. I seen the pistol was gone, so I got the rifle. And came back into the house. So then we weren't scared. And we went into this room, and we seen this lady in the bed. But we couldn't see, it was just this big roll of hump in the bed. So we said, what is that? We got a stick and we hit it. And we missed and hit lay on the butt. She got up. She threw the cover on the floor. She said, you little nasty children, Then she got a stick and started beating us, boy. You know, it was funny, boy. We was running fast. We forgot all about the pistols. I said, hold it, Ryan. Is that a real pistol you got in your hand? He said, yeah. I said, and then he said, Freddy, is that a real rifle you got in your hand? I said, yeah. Well, then we went back in there. We said, hold it, lady. And she kept on saying, oh, you get out of here. So we said, hold it, or we'll blow your brains out. Because my name was Kojak. He said his name was Jerry Lewis. So I said, man, ain't nobody named no Jerry Lewis. Said, you know that man be on TV and all that? They be playing on HBO. I said, oh, him, that me? So he said, hold it, hold it. She kept walking. She said, oh, yeah, but my name was Miss America. So then I ran back home. I went and got my sister. Came in. All of us had a pistol. So then that lady said, who are you, little girl? She said, well, really, I'm Miss America. Then my sister say, who are you? And she say, well, really, I'm Miss Piggy. So then she had a wig on her head. We pulled the wig off, and blood was scattered all over her head, leaking down all her head, leaking all in her face. She said, ah! A piece of my mind say, don't holler, stand there and kill the lady. Other piece of my mind say, holler and run. So I say, I'll take the holler and run. I hollered and ran. Then we say, Mama, somebody in the house. And she said, son, boy, ain't nobody in the house. So she went in there. She said, it sure is. My mama came back. She got a gun. She took that gun out of my hand. She said, all right, lady, stick it up, because I'm the Miss America. So I say, Mama, you're not Miss America. She say, yes, I am. Then the lady say, you must die too. My mama say, my mama got that gun. Pow! Shot a red in the center of her head. Her eyeballs popped out. Her mouth was leaking blood. And that is the end.